Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Saturday, January 4th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Here's what moved markets this week. The S&P 500 and Dow Jones averages posted their biggest one-day losses since early December on Friday, in the wake of the U.S. airstrike that killed Iran's top military commander, lifting oil prices and escalating Middle East tensions. But the major averages recovered some ground later in the day, as oil prices came off their lows, with WTI crude settling 3.1% higher at $63.05 per barrel, after spiking as much as 4.8%. Risk sentiment was also dimmed by the weakest reading for the ISM Manufacturing Index since June 2009, which raised concerns of slowing U.S. economic growth. For the week, the Dow finished down less than 0.1%, the S&P slipped 0.2%, and the NASDAQ Composite added 0.2%. A shot of Chinese stimulus triggered global stock markets to leap at the start of 2020, but the New Year's party has come to an end. A 400-point opening decline is in store for the Dow after the U.S. took out one of the most senior and revered generals in Iran, Qasem Soleimani. Top Iraqi paramilitary commander Abu Mahdi al-Mohandes was also killed. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has vowed that severe retaliation awaits Soleimani's killers, while the U.S. embassy in Baghdad urged all citizens to depart Iraq immediately. The stimulus festivities, meanwhile, kicked off in Asia, where the PBOC slashed its required cash reserve ratio for commercial lenders by 50 basis points, unleashing about 800 billion yuan, or $115 billion of liquidity into the financial system. The central bank has now cut RRR 8 times since early 2018, as the economy growth slows to the weakest pace in nearly 3 decades. The reduction also added to the overall positive sentiment ahead of the signing of a Phase 1 U.S.-China trade deal on January 15th. The battle over the gig economy escalated in California, where a recently passed bill that reclassifies contractors as employees went into effect January 1st. Uber and Postmates filed suit against the state, alleging that the legislation violates constitutional guarantees of equal protection and due process because of how it targets some workers and companies. An injunction is now being sought against the new law, known as Assembly Bill 5, which will transform the operations of on-demand services. How did he do it? Ousted Nissan and Renault boss Carlos Ghosn fled to Lebanon, saying he wouldn't be held hostage by a rigged Japanese justice system where guilt is presumed. It's the latest dramatic twist in a year-old saga that has shaken the global auto industry and jeopardized the Nissan-Renault alliance. Ghosn is accused of misconduct, ranging from understating his salary to misdirecting Nissan funds. Fully electric cars made up 42.4% of sales in Norway last year, a global record, rising from a 31.2% market share in 2018 and just 5.5% in 2013, according to the Norwegian Road Foundation. The Nordic nation currently exempts battery-powered vehicles from the taxes imposed on petrol and diesel engines, as it seeks to become the first country to end the sale of fossil-fueled cars by 2025. The country's best-selling car in 2019 was Tesla's Model 3 sedan, with an 11% market share, though competition is expected to accelerate from rival automakers in 2020. Airbus became the world's largest plane maker for the first time since 2011 after delivering a forecast-beating 863 aircraft in 2019, according to airport and tracking sources. The race was overshadowed by Boeing's 737 MAX crisis and underscores the distance the U.S. company must travel to recoup its market position in 2020. Boeing delivered 345 jets between January and November, less than half the number of 704 achieved in the same period of 2018, when the MAX was being delivered. Illinois rang in the new decade by becoming the 11th state in the country, as well as the District of Columbia, to allow the legal sale and purchase of marijuana. Under the new state law, adults over the age of 21 may own 30 grams of cannabis flower, 500 milligrams of THC in pot products, and 5 grams of cannabis concentrate. Consulting firm Friedman & Kosky expects the weed industry to bring the state $440 to $676 million in annual tax revenue. The FDA officially banned the sale of flavors, except menthol and tobacco, in pod-based e-cigarettes, though the restriction won't apply to open-tank vaping devices, which allow users to mix their own nicotine liquids. Companies that do not comply within 30 days risk enforcement action. The policy, intended to curb a surge in underage vaping, deals a severe blow to an industry estimated to have $9 billion in annual revenue, and places more pressure on manufacturers already facing a May 12th deadline for federal review of their products. The drug price hike of 2020 commenced, with costs rising for more than 250 medications, according to data analyzed by three Axis advisors. Bristol-Myers Squibb, Gilead Sciences, and Biogen hiked U.S. list prices on more than 50 drugs on New Year's Day, adding to the couple hundred increases from drug makers including Pfizer, GlaxoSmithKline, and Sanofi. While nearly all of the price increases are below 10%, and the median price increase is around 5%, more early-year price increases could still be announced. In a study published January 1st in Nature, researchers showed that Alphabet's DeepMind AI unit could match or outperform radiologists at detecting breast cancer, though doctors still beat the machines in some cases. The model reduced false positive rates by 5.7% in the U.S. and by 1.2% in the U.K., while also lowering false negatives by 9.4% in the U.S. and by 2.7% in the U.K. While the algorithm isn't yet ready for clinical use, it marks the latest step in Google's push into healthcare. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.